Happy, happy, almost Halloween, and welcome back. This is your host, Cardzi B. As some of you may already know, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in Manhattan. I got my first tarot deck when I was 11, and it became an important healing tool that I came back to over the past couple years on a deeper level, including creating and hand illustrating my own deck of empowered women. The Badass Bitches Tarot by Cardzi B deck is now for sale and is officially launching, I can't even believe it, next week, October 30th at the Ace Hotel in Manhattan. Check out www.badassbitchestarot.com or the Ace Hotel's website to RSVP. I think there's still availability to RSVP. It's getting really booked, which I'm excited, but come down. I'm going to be there reading with my deck, and two guest readers who are my absolute faves, Sesha and Kendrick, are going to be reading with the Badass Bitches Tarot deck next week as well. So yeah, check it out Wednesday night, 6 to 8 p.m., October 30th. So we're almost through the month of October, which I'm going to be incredibly sad about. I go into like a full-on post-holiday blues circa November 1. The way that some people do after Christmas and New Year's, like that hits me the moment Halloween is over and the sun comes up November 1st. But let's keep the party moving. It's only the 21st after all. This week we have a powerful full moon in Taurus, actually, on Wednesday the 24th. And that moon brings us into all of the manifestations we've been working on kind of through what we're calling the harvest season, the fall, this October, since, you know, the full moon on the 8th, or I'm sorry, the new moon on the 8th. And what is it that we're really bringing in? I think that that new moon brought a lot of clarity of this is what really feels good. This is what I really want to allow into my life. And this full moon is saying, like, let it all in, let it flow. And brings the clarity of what is it that we really want. And then as we move into the end of the month, the second quarter moon, which is rare. We have two last quarter moons in the month of October, and the second being the 31st on Halloween. And that is literally the moon to release any ghosts from this past season, which is appropriate for Halloween when you think about it. So, you know, any ex-ghosts, any bad habits, any things you were thought you wanted, now you know you don't, we can release that on Halloween. So eat your last bit of whatever bad candy or bad habit for the season, be done with it after the 31st. This month of Halloween, of October, is actually brought to us by the letter F, aka the Fool, representing new beginnings and a refreshed, renewed connection to the universe. The Fool is combined with the Three of Wands for the month, and the Three of Wands brings us a new clarity and allows us to kind of bring a dream into fruition after a journey, and that can be of the body or of the mind. I went on an incredible retreat last weekend in the Catskills with my healer, Alexandra Roxo, Carrie Ann Kohler of the Woo Workbook, and some other amazing women, and that was really a true Three of Wands moment for me. But that can be, it can be anything from a girl's getaway weekend. It can even just be like a rest and reset, you know, in your home, and kind of allowing that to be a refreshing new beginning. So for more in-depth info on the cards and the energies related to Three of Wands and the Fool and how they relate specifically to October, you can go back to episode 11 of this podcast. All right, so now on to the cards of the week. Okay, King of Swords. This is a powerful one. All right, the King of Swords in the OG Smith Rider Waite deck shows the king sitting upon his throne, holding a large upward facing sword in his right hand, kind of like holding it up to the sky. And his left hand is kind of gently resting on his lap, and he's staring directly but very intently ahead. It's almost like he's trying to make eye contact with the viewer of the card. He's said to be one of the most certain cards in the tarot deck. He's really confident and direct in the truth that he speaks. In my deck, Badass Bitches Tarot, this is Anne Nezapor. She's a producer, writer, and truth-speaking storyteller. She's the creator of the renowned podcast Finder Seekers, which I highly recommend. She's also going to be a future guest on this podcast. And she really is known for being kind of the ultimate truth bomb, and that makes her the perfect King of Swords. The King of Swords is really, it's good energy for the full moon. It's about being truthful for what we want very clearly, getting clear with ourselves and with the universe. And also about being transparent about what we're willing to move away from, move forward from, and, you know, saying, it's kind of, you know, using that energy of Eight of Cups, of what we're willing to release and move away from, but being really clear with ourselves as to why. Of like, yes, this is why it doesn't serve me. And one of my favorite books of all time, The Four Agreements by Miguel Ruiz, includes be impeccable with your word as one of the most important agreements with yourself and with the universe. And I think that that is, you know, really, really reminiscent of the King of Swords. He's about speaking impeccably of ourselves, to ourselves, and to others. This week, we may be prompted to stand up for ourselves or for someone else. This king is the most protective of his kingdom, and he excels at setting clear boundaries. He's very clear with his yes and his no. If you're being taken for granted in any scenario, maybe you're totally being taken for granted at work. Speak up. Speak your truth. Ask what it is that you deserve. Be clear with what it is that you're seeking. If you're being mistreated in a relationship, speak up and put boundaries in place in order to create the balance and respect that you need there. Also, if you see someone else being mistreated and you know in your heart you need to say something, channel the King of Swords. I had one of these moments recently. I have a friend. She's beautiful, successful, accomplished, but she's also painfully hard on herself. She has this really bad habit of taking what I call mean girl photos on the subway or on the street of women she deems inappropriately dressed or, you know, wrong body type for the outfit, et cetera, et cetera. And she likes to send these photos and label them as fashion faux pas and text messages. Now, she knows me well enough by now to know I'm not going to go all low vibe with that. I'm just not. I'm not even going to remain silent. That's where I channel my King of Swords, and I need to call this out, but gently and lovingly. So the last one of these mean girl texts I got, I gently responded, I love you so much, and that's why I'm going to tell you this. Plus, I'm a Sagittarius. We all know I'm a truth bomb too. But I know the reason you're so hard on others is because you are so, so hard on yourself. I wish you could be kinder to your beautiful, magical self, because once you are, you'll be kinder to the world. I'm not sure that that changed her perspective at all, but I knew that I needed to speak my truth, because all I could think is, what if one of these poor fashion faux pas victims of hers was having a rockin' day, feeling super sexy and fab, and then saw literally a stranger taking mocking photos and condemning her? My heart sank at the thought, and I thought, you know what? I need to speak up here. I don't know that it did anything, but I know that I spoke my truth. And that's what the King of Swords is asking you. When you instinctually feel the need to express your truth, do it. But do it with grace and with kindness. So the guest that I had scheduled for you guys this week unfortunately had to cancel. We are going to bring her back. Don't even worry. I may bring her back next week, which normally I do a solo session. We'll see what works. But I feel like whatever, it's going to happen when the universe wants it to happen. That being said, I wanted to give you a little more content since we don't have a guest on the show this week. One of the things I get asked a lot about, because I work a lot with numerology in my readings, I think the tarot, one of the things that's so amazing about tarot as a practice is there's always so much more to learn. There's the, you know, the first thing which most readers learn is the imagery and the archetypes of each image in the 78 cards, and, you know, going back to the major and minor arcana, what the suits mean. And then there's also a lot of astrology. Each card has an astrological ruling. And then there's numerology as well. I was a big math nerd growing up, which not a lot of people know. But I was, yeah, I literally like learned algebra when I was in first grade. And I was forced into calculus way too young and hated it. And I am strangely good with numbers. Although, you know, as I grew up, I was like, I hate numbers. I don't like to deal with it. And working in the fashion industry, you always tell yourself if you're creative, if you're, you know, in fashion, you're like, I'm not a numbers person. But as I got, you know, deeper into tarot, I learned I'm actually really am a numbers person. And one of the ways that I work most closely with the cards is through numerology. So I'm just going to share a little bit about that, because I feel like when I do readings and I ask people if they want their tarot constellations of numerology read, they often don't know what that means, but the ones that are interested find this very accurate, not only to you as a personality. There are different layers of this, like throughout your life, things that continue as themes, and then there's also numerically year cards for the conscious collective. We're in a justice slash High Priestess year. So 2018, literally when you add up the numbers on a two-digit under 22 major arcana is justice, which makes a lot of sense for what's going on in the world. We're seeing, you know, swings of justice. We're seeing boundaries needing to be drawn. We're seeing people question justice. And then when you add 1 + 1 = 2 in the single digits of the major arcana, High Priestess, and that's really going within, using your inner strength, using your intuition to know what is right, to kind of own your power. So there are cards each year for you specifically based on your birth date, and then, you know, for the conscious collective. So I can kind of break this down just so you can find your own, because I often find, you know, as you come through things in the year, like, do you feel like you're coming up against the same challenges again and again? Maybe you find yourself dating versions of the same person with like slightly different names or professions. Like this time your boyfriend's in tech sales as opposed to real estate, but much like your gun finger wielding ex, your new beau also consistently over promises and under delivers. And you know, you're like, wait, I know this story. Maybe you keep coming up against the same client in different companies, the one who starts out really great and then begins making over the top and out of contract requests, all while making you feel like you're unreasonable and lazy. So chances are these cycles actually have a lot to do with your tarot card of the year. So I love that you can break this down to numerology. So the people that are skeptical of tarot, for some reason, you can get them. Maybe it's because numbers and math and science, you can get them on the numerology factor. But each year, you can add up your year and month to the current year to find out the card totaling in a number under 22, because there are only 22 cards in the major arcana. If the number is over 22, you add those two digits together. So for example, if you get a 26, you need to add the 2 + 6 = 8. Then you find the major arcana card that corresponds to this number. So to go through mine, for example, my birth date is December 10th. So you add up in single digit form, 1 + 2 + 1 + 0, the month and the date, and then the year that we're currently in, +2 + 0 + 1 + 8. That equals 15. So for me, that means 2018 is the freaking devil card, let me tell you. When experiencing the devil, you're going to be faced with self-sabotaging temptations like vices, negative relationships, and oh yes, the universe definitely tested me this year. Lots of opportunities to go off my healthy diet and workout routine, check. Ex-girlfriend popping up, check. You can also, in addition to doing your own, It's interesting to look at celebrities, right? Like, because you can find any celebrity's birthday. So you can really like weigh this in and be like, oh, wait, I can see that for them. So for example, if we look at Lindsay Lohan, her birthday is July 2nd. So 0 + 7 + 0 + 2 + 2 + 0 + 1 + 8 = 20. We get the Judgment card. Judgment really asks us to look at our past as we're tempted to make similar mistakes in the present. So Lilo has recently been spotted going back to her party girl ways. I think there's been like crazy drunk videos of her in Ibiza. And this was after she really went through a spiritual transition and was kind of getting back on track. So Judgment reminds us we've already been there. We've moved through this and we kind of know what to expect if we go there again. So that's kind of, I think she's like, my guess is that she's going to move through this and into a much more positive place as a result. But she's in that moment of time of kind of playing with past energies. She's in the Judgment card. On the flip side, Lady Gaga's numerology from her March 28th birthday adds up to 6. So 6 is the Lover's card for 2018 for her. This year, Gaga got engaged to Christian Carino, and she just debuted, you know, this beautiful love story of a film, which I'm sure she's going to win an Oscar for, A Star is Born. See it if you haven't. And that is really like the embodiment of the completion and harmony of the Lover's card. So it's definitely worth some quick math and a look at the major arcana card to see what tarot card of the year you're in, what it's been telling you. And then you can track, you can go forward from there. So for example, me being in the devil card, I'm going into the tower. Like I actually am welcoming the tower energy of 2019 because the tower is about, you know, clearing any unstable foundations and really setting a solid foundation moving forward. And then following that is the star card, which is, you know, 2020 is going to look like rainbows and smiles compared to what I've been through and the devil, but it's definitely worth taking a look. And then once you know that, you know kind of the cycle you're in. And then on a ongoing level, you can break down your birthday. Same thing, individual numbers, your day plus month plus year, and then get a double digit under 22, or if it's over 22, you know, a single digit from there. And that is your soul card. So how this works is, for example, this is in a great book to go deeper on this, The Work of Mary Kay Greer and Tarot Constellations. I highly recommend. Mine personally, again, December 10th, 1982, for those of you who want to send presents, Sag, it's coming up in 2 months. But anyway, so you add 1 plus 2 plus 1 plus 0 plus your year, for me, 1 plus 9 plus 8 plus 2. So that comes to 24. Again, too large to be in the major arcana of 22. So 2 plus 4 equals 6. Now, when you have the same number, so 6 is the lowest it can go, and there's not, I'll give you an example of when you have a double digit and a single digit, but because, you know, 6 is there, 24 is not in the cards and it comes down to 6, that means that my personality is a 6 and my soul is a 6. So personality card is kind of how you live and exist in the world. Your soul is your soul purpose. And they say when you have both as the same, Mary Kay Greer and the teachings of numerology and tarot say that when you have the same number and personality and soul, you're really going to live your soul's purpose in this life. So having the lovers, I believe for me that's, I'm supposed to be doing healing. I'm supposed to be working with that completion, interconnection, connectivity. And I feel much more accomplished, much happier, much more fulfilled working with healing in tarot than I did when I was only using the creative side of my skill set in fashion. So I do believe that, like, you know, that's allowing me in this lifetime to kind of move towards that purpose. Now, so when you have your personality and soul card, you can then find if you have a shadow card. Your shadow card is the number that, like, if you, for example, were your numbers, you were a 6 for soul, but your numbers added up to 15, that means you would be a devil personality. It's not a terrible thing. It's just that is something that would kind of define your personality, whereas your soul purpose is to be at harmony, is to kind of find that balance and completion. But because I don't have the devil in my personality card, I'm, you know, 6 personality, 6 soul, my shadow card is the devil, which makes so much sense because that is my shadow self. That is where I go to self-sabotage, is the devil vices and temptations and energy. So it's just kind of a, like, which, you know, I thought I was just in the year of the devil, but, like, heads up, that's my gonna be the thing that tempts me or is in shadow throughout my life. But the good thing about the numerology is you have an awareness of, like, hey, there you are again, I don't want to play with you. I know that you're always going to want to play, but I don't want to. And then, so again, personality, soul, shadow cards are throughout your life, and then you have a year card. In addition, throughout your life, you have lesson and opportunity cards, and those are ruled by your major arcana. So I'm a 6, again, the lovers, so my lesson and opportunities are all of the 6s in the minor arcana. So 6s are ruled by harmony and balance. So my lessons and opportunities are really dealing with that. I'm somebody who, I'm Sagittarius, Aries rising. I'm an extremist. I am, like, ready, fire, aim. And I do struggle sometimes with finding that balance. I'm, like, either all or nothing. And those are going to be my life lessons. So showing 6 of pentacles, monetary balance, 6 of cups. That's kind of like balance with your past, balance with family, with things from your past. 6 of wands that we got for the weekly card of last week is that fame moment of, yes, this is an amazing win. You're like, I'm on top of the world. But the lesson and opportunity is that is, don't let it define you. It's just a message from the universe that in this moment in time, you're on the right path. But the fame, the money, the success, it doesn't define you. And I've definitely dealt with that in my past. And then 6 of swords, which is Alanis Morissette in my deck, is really that transformational journey. So with that being like an ongoing opportunity and lesson, is like, I have the opportunity to do the work, the transformational journeys of dropping off the baggage and really really changing and being a better person as a result of it. So overall, it's good. It's good to take a look at, obviously, your soul and personality cards. Like, what is it that your soul is asking you to do? What are the ongoing lessons and opportunities that you're going to continue to face? And how can you recognize them? And that's the thing with tarot and numerology, is that it's, you know, you have free will. Nothing is set in stone. And kind of having an awareness that this is going to continue to show up in your path gives you a little bit more empowerment. And I find this allows me to tap into my intuition when I see these things of like, oh, there you are again. Six of Pentacles, like I need some balance around money. Or there you are again, Six of Wands, and like, just, you know, well, I may have had moments of great fame and success, like, don't get too attached to it, don't let it define you. So yeah, I would say definitely worth running, even if you're new to tarot, even if, you know, you're just something you're dabbling in, if you're brand new and you're don't know all of the cards yet, it's very easy to run the numerology based on the calculations, again, of your single digits, day plus month plus birth year for your soul and personality cards, and day plus month for 2018 for this year, and you can check any year. That's the thing too, is you can go back historically and be like, oh, I got divorced that year, that was the card I was in. Or, oh, that was the, you know, the best job of my life opportunity in that year. And, you know, maybe you were in the Star card. It's really interesting, and it's a great way to also learn tarot more deeply, which, like I said, I love ways of exploring and learning more about the cards and the way that they work together. So definitely worth taking a look. That was my little magical math lesson for the month of October. So I hope you enjoyed it. If you guys have any questions or anyone wants a personal tarot consolation reading, this is one of my favorite ways to read, and would love to do that in person in New York or via Skype. All right, so moving forward back to our segments of the week, we have an amazing coming out of the spiritual closet. This one is coming from Kyle in Connecticut. Kyle writes, "Hi Cards EB, I love the podcast and thank you so much for making the cards less intimidating and just so much fun to learn." Aw, thank you, Kyle. "I have a coming out of the spiritual closet story involving my work as a Reiki practitioner. I began learning Reiki 2 years ago, and I work in finance during the day. I never really talk about it to my coworkers, and last week we were at one of those mandatory awkward office birthday conference room cake parties." Oh my God, I hate those. "And someone asked me what I did on the past weekend. I thought of you and decided to come out of the spiritual closet, so to speak. I answered that I came back from a Reiki retreat in upstate New York. The response was overwhelmingly positive, and I actually have 2 new Reiki clients from the office as a result of this confession. Thank you, Cardsy." Oh my God, Kyle, this is my favorite story yet. Free deck and reading for you. Oprah voice. But seriously, thank you for your honesty, bravery, and just for sharing this with our podcast. This is awesome. And I wish for more of this for the world in general. And I definitely will do my part of coming out of the spiritual closet as much as possible to kind of give others exposures to like this healing work that we do. Thank you, Kyle. Okay, so before we head out, to quickly recap October, this month is asking us to work with the energies of the Three of Wands and the Fool. And this week's card is King of Swords. This month is an awesome time for a journey that may spark inspiration due to Three of Wands, leading us into a brand new, fresh restart beginning with the Fool. This week's message is King of Swords. So speak your truth impeccably in this week's full moon. Don't forget to check out CardsEB on Instagram, get your deck at badassbitchestarot.com, and if you have a second, rate and review this podcast because it helps more people to get the chance to listen to it. And for New Yorkers, as always, especially as Octoberween comes to an end and Halloween is near, so many amazing events coming up with myself and Badass Bitches Tarot. So the launch event, as you guys know by now, for Badass Bitches Tarot is going to be at the Ace Hotel, Tuesday, October 30th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Two amazing guest readers, Kendrick and Sesha, will be reading with the deck, as well as yours truly. There's going to be really cool CBD apps and cocktails, a lot of fun stuff going on that night. So you can RSVP at my site or at the Ace Hotel. I think there are still openings for the RSVP list. I'll also be doing readings and have my deck for sale at Bulletin's flagship store at their massive Halloween event. Please RSVP at Bulletin for the evening of Thursday, October 25th, 6 to 8 p.m. And I'll also be selling the deck at Jurnell Soho alongside their sexy lingerie. So come pick up a tarot deck, get a free reading in store Wednesday, October 24th. And additionally, on Halloween, I will be doing an awesome collab doing readings at SoulCycle Upper East Side in the afternoon and Beetle House, the Tim Burton themed amazing potions bar and restaurant in the Lower East Side, Beetle House. Come check it out from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Halloween night. Thank you so much. And at Halloween more than ever, stay magical AF.